Now, when you went to school, though, did you notice? You say you didn't realize other people ate the same way. Were there any differences?
Eileen across the street, she used to have cheesies and white bread sandwiches, and I was so jealous, you know, because we would have jellied meat that you would make. My dad always called it head cheese, mm-hmm. But we didn't use the heads of animals. No. It was, you know, pig's feet, hawks, and whatnot.
Organ meats as well.
So. Well, we didn't do that. So we used more scraps. Chicken and the scraps and stuff. But we would have that homemade dill pickles. You know, all the canned fruit. We would have sides of beef hanging in the garage because Dad and Uncle Pete would go, halvers, or Dad and another relative would go halvers on a steer, and they didn't raise it on our property, but they would pay for it and then have it butchered and hang it in our garage. And to be honest, seeing one of those first carcasses put me off meat, and I've never been a big meat eater since then. But we had two pigs early on, Oscar and Joe, and they were raised and butchered. And I don't know if it was my sister or me, but one of us said when we were having dinner, "Is this Oscar or Joe?" And that was the end of eating that. So no, we wouldn't eat it anymore, and my parents gave the meat away. They traded off. But we had chickens when we were growing up, had chicken coop, and I was nothing watching, parents handle the chickens. So we had fresh eggs and, chicken meat.
Did your peers notice that there were any differences, or was it a pretty good mix?
It was probably a fairly good mix, but, it was where we were was farther away from Sperling School. So the yards were bigger. It was more rural. Mm-hmm. There were no houses past us on our side of the street. It was bushes. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple of houses past us on the south side. And, one of them, the Langners, had a, I think they had a chicken farm as well, and Govan's. And that was basically it. So, there was, in the area that we were, it was pretty similar. Okay. People who came more from, the Sperling Avenue area, those houses didn't have as much, but there were horses around,
right.
in the neighborhood, and up Duthie, their gardeners were up there. They had a farm, so it was fairly common.
So it was more of a rural suburban split rather than anything else.
Yeah.
Now, the influence of popular culture. What did you see? Did you have a radio?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a television set?
We did. We had a black and white TV. I think there were only three channels. I don't remember it much before age five. I think I must have been around five when we got the television. And I know, because kindergarten wasn't full time, so if I was home in the afternoon, sometimes my mom would let me watch, a TV for a half an hour or whatnot. But I think we only had three channels, so there wasn't much to watch. And oh my gosh, you didn't touch the television. You had to ask, "May I watch TV?" And then one of our parents had to put it on. He just never touched it. Got a color television when I was probably about grade 8, grade 7, grade 8. And then that was a little portable, and it was amazing to see that.
Do you remember any shows that caught your attention?
I Love Lucy.
Oh,
yeah, love that. And when I was about grade 7, I think The Monkees.
Okay.
So that was popular culture. Right. And of course, I remember, The Beatles coming out, listening to music on the radio. My mom was a big Elvis fan.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister and I only thought Elvis existed. We didn't really know anybody else because mom would play the Elvis records. And we would go to all the Elvis movies. And those days you could sit through them.
And they were continuous.
They were continuous, and you know, they would show, and Mom would get her popcorn, and we would go for a movie and sit through it twice and whatnot. And you know, I forget how young my mom was at that time. Mm-hmm. Like, she was maybe 28, 30, you know, so she was a young girl. I wish I was that age now. But
so maybe you were a little bit young, but towards the late 1960s, did you see, you know, teenage culture?
Well,
hippies in the neighborhood?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Down at the corner of Broadway and Bainbridge Avenue, there were a couple of big old houses, and, you know, the 3-4 story old houses that had been on big pieces of property, and you know that they would have been kind of farm, rural things, big verandas that went around, and those houses then started being rented out. And my parents were a bit concerned because that was the bus stop. And so for us to go to Burnaby North and to Kensington, it was too far to walk in a timely manner in the morning. Mm-hmm. So we used to get our bus tokens and walk from our house down to Bainbridge and Broadway and take the bus there. But on the corner was a big house that was rented out, and my parents called it the hippie house. And it was like, whoa, you stay away from the hippie. Don't talk to any of those people and whatnot. And but you know, it was okay. And you know, mini skirts came in, all that mod stuff came in. So
guys' hair got longer.
The boys' hair got longer. Our skirts got shorter. We weren't really supposed to have short skirts. And
according to whom?
My dad. My dad. So you go out the door and roll up your skirts, roll the waistbands up, and then finally, you know, what I'd start doing is, you know, thank heaven I had all that practice sewing hems and, mm-hmm. and whatnot, because I would just, one night when Mom was out at work, I would hem up my skirt. And the next morning when I'd go and put it on, she'd go, unroll that skirt. And I'd say, I can't. Ooh. It's hemmed up. Well, go put a different one on. I can't. They're all the same.
Wow.
So I was a bit naughty that way. But, you know, eventually we changed.
So by late 60s in high mm-hmm. school, you went to Burnaby North
mm-hmm.
High School.
Mm-hmm.
Was there sort of a 60s teenage scene there?
I mean, the big thing that I remember being involved in was the walkout against the Amchitka testing. My parents were horrified, you know, that we'd actually done that we'd skipped school and, you know, gone down and, you know, you're in a protest and that was against the law and whatnot. But they had no trouble with us missing school to go skiing, you know, and, but they were a bit concerned about that because they wanted to make sure that things were, that we weren't going to get into any trouble, you know, that would jeopardize university and things that would happen later. I mean, I enjoyed high school greatly, but I think that was because of the way that I was kind of brought up to enjoy it.
Right.
And it's interesting because I assume that my children who went to the same, not the same elementary school, but the same high schools as me, I thought my kids would love it, and they didn't. It's completely changed, you know, in terms of size and pressures and competition and whatnot. I mean, it was quite a bit smaller when I was there, so you knew everybody. We had a good time. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, Charmaine, is there anything you can recall that you might like to share with us? We've been speaking for a good long time now.
Yeah. I can't think of anything offhand.
Did
you
go by the area where you grew up today
think,
wow, it's changed a lot?
It has changed. You know, I drive by the house now that it sold. I thought I wouldn't be able to. And, but I go by, you know, because it's not just Mom and Dad's house. That's the only house I lived in until I was ready to leave home. You know, so it was hard to say goodbye, but it looks nice. The yard's kept up. And that's kind of funny because that's the thing that I say to my sister, and she'll say, well, what did the house look like? And I go, oh, the yard's impeccable. The grass is cut. Oh, good, Mom and Dad would like that.
Oh.
You know, so I do that. But it really is. It's so built up. And mm-hmm. I know, like, my parents wouldn't recognize it at all. It's very, very different,
mm-hmm.
you know, from when we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't everything?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Know?
Well, thanks
yeah.
very
well,
much again
welcome.
For sharing your early memories with us.
You're welcome.